I used to be a master procrastinator. When I was an undergrad, I would famously wait until the day before a test, lock myself in my room all night and cram, and then show up half asleep in class the next day to complete the test. I always planned to study for tests more in advance, but it just never happened. And it wasn't just with studying. I procrastinated with everything in my life, big or small. And it seems I'm not alone. When I polled my audience on YouTube and Instagram, over 75% of my audience said they procrastinated with everything in their lives. And about 20% said they procrastinated only with small things. Then there are these people right here, these 5% who say they never procrastinate. I don't think you're real people. I think you are bots. But if you are one of these 5% of people who say they never procrastinate, drop a comment below because I want to know you're actually human. So if you are a procrastinator, you're definitely not alone. And by now, you also probably know it's not good for you and holds you back. But then if this is true, why do we procrastinate? Why do we keep doing this thing that prevents us from moving forward and getting things done in our lives, big things and small things? This video will answer that question by going beyond the mainstream personal development and psychology view of procrastination and seeing it also from a spiritual perspective. Because without understanding what is happening to you on the spiritual and energy level, it's almost impossible to break free from procrastination. You'll learn what procrastination is from a spiritual perspective, the real reason why you procrastinate, and this is going to be a game changer in helping you finally break free from doing it, and how to overcome procrastination so you can get stuff done in your life and reach your highest potential. Make sure to stick around for the whole video because later on, I'll share a powerful energy exercise that will make procrastination a thing of the past. First, let's get into the mainstream view of what procrastination is. It's the act of unnecessarily and voluntarily delaying or postponing something despite knowing that there will be negative consequences for doing so. What's funny about procrastination is that you avoid doing something more important or urgent in favor of less urgent, less important, or more pleasurable activities. So you scroll for hours on social media watching cute puppy reels when you have a looming deadline at work. Or you binge watch Netflix instead of taking the necessary steps to quit a job that you hate and finding a new, more fulfilling one. When it comes to procrastination, there are two levels. One I like to call little p procrastination, and that's when you delay small inconsequential stuff like waiting a few days before you wash the dishes piling up in your sink. The second level is big p procrastination, and this is when you avoid big things that have real consequences in your life, like delaying ending a relationship that's toxic for you, or having a dream in your life but not taking a single step toward making that dream a reality. For the purposes of this video, I'm only going to talk about big P procrastination because that's the one that really sabotages your whole life and keeps you from reaching your full potential down here on Earth. And why exactly are we procrastinating? Some of the top personal development and psychology experts have different answers for this. Tony Robbins sees procrastination as a result of some sort of fear, whether it's a fear of failure, a fear of success, or a fear of the unknown. Simon Sinek sees procrastination as a symptom of a lack of clarity and purpose. The holistic psychologist, Dr. Nicola Perra, talks about procrastination often being a coping mechanism used to avoid uncomfortable emotions or situations. She believes procrastination is a form of self-sabotage and can also be an attempt at protecting yourself from a failure or judgment. Mel Robbins believes procrastination is a learned behavior, not a character flaw. And here's my favorite insight from her.
Procrastination is a form of stress relief.
Yes, this is so true. And it's pointing to a deeper truth about procrastination that's not discussed as much in personal development circles. You don't procrastinate because you're lazy, undisciplined, or you can't manage your time well. You procrastinate as a form of self-preservation or self-protection. Procrastination is your body's attempt to keep you safe. It's a trauma response that's triggered when you're faced with very consequential choices and actions that take you into the unknown or into uncertain territory. When you have unhealed trauma in your life, your body and nervous system can go into overdrive or dysregulation when you're faced with uncertainty or something new because it perceives that newness as possibly dangerous. And potential danger can trigger your nervous system into a few different protective responses, fight, flight, and freeze being the most common. Your body will try to fight off danger, run away from it, or become motionless when all else fails. And when it comes to procrastination, your body is essentially in a functional freeze response. This is when you're not completely frozen or motionless because you're still able to do more meaningless tasks like scrolling through social media or watching TV. But then when it comes to big things, you're absolutely paralyzed. But now let's go deeper and also talk about the spiritual side of procrastination, because this is usually missing from the conversation, and without it, it's really hard to overcome procrastination long term. Spiritually, procrastination happens because of two energy distortions in your subtle body. The first distortion is a strong wounded energy field. This is an energy field that's left over from any painful or traumatic experiences you've had in this life or lifetimes before. Each unhealed trauma creates a gunky energy field over your body that acts independently of your main field. Spiritual teacher Eckhart Tolle calls this the pain body in his best-selling book, A New Earth. He says the pain body is an energy field of old but still very much alive emotion that lives in almost every human being. So this wounded energy field is very much kept alive by the emotional charge of the traumas if they have not been healed or worked with. And the wounded pain body has a life of its own. It can be triggered anytime it perceives danger, uncertainty, or the unknown. Once triggered, the pain body can then dysregulate your nervous system and get your body into a trauma response like functional freeze, leading you to then procrastinate. The second energy distortion that leads to procrastination is a weak or less energetic solar plexus. The solar plexus is the third chakra in the seven main energy centers of the body, and it's located around your stomach area. It develops during your adolescence, and it's responsible for your sense of personal power, free will, individuality, and your feeling of sovereignty over your own body. The solar plexus is governed by the element of fire, and that makes it a really powerful chakra of action that helps you take action toward your dreams, feel confidence in yourself, trust your abilities, and also value yourself. When you procrastinate, it means that your solar plexus is low on energy or it's weak. And if your pain body is activated, then it overrides the will of the solar plexus and literally paralyzes you. It means that the trauma and energy of the pain body are bigger than the power of the third chakra, so you become unable to act. The power of the solar plexus is just not enough to overcome the stagnation or dead weight energy of the pain body. Think of it like a freight train. The engine car is your solar plexus, and the cargo carriages are your pain body. The power of the train engine has to be higher than the total weight of all the freight carriages it's pulling. If the cargo weight is too much for the power of the engine, the train will simply not move or the engine will explode. Understanding this energy and spiritual side to procrastination is essential because no matter how many psychological hacks or productivity tips you get from personal development experts, they will not work unless you also have a spiritual picture of what's going on with you at the level of your energy field and chakras. If your pain body and trauma keep getting triggered and your solar plexus is too weak to overcome that weight, you'll just keep sitting on the couch vegging in front of a TV while life passes you by. And speaking of understanding the spiritual aspects of what's going on with you, if you're feeling lost and confused right now and don't know where to start in understanding your spiritual awakening, I've prepared a free masterclass called The Three Secrets to Mastering a Tough Spiritual Awakening. In it, you'll receive the three secrets to help you navigate a spiritual awakening, one key ingredient that helps quickly calm your system down during an awakening, a special grounding exercise that you can download and use daily, and a comprehensive workbook with journaling prompts to help you solidify everything you learn in this masterclass. Now that you have a full picture view of what procrastination is on a mind, body, and spiritual level, let's dive into the five ways to overcome procrastination for good. The first way is to calm the nervous system. This is the first tip because until you come out of the functional freeze trauma response that your body is in, none of the other tips will work. If your body is dysregulated, you're not in a calm and grounded state that can help you take action on your dreams or whatever needs to be done in your life. So relaxing the nervous system and bringing the body into homeostasis is absolutely necessary. I love to use deep breathing exercises, chanting, dancing, walking barefoot in nature, and even hugging a tree. These are only some of the things you can do to get yourself out of functional freeze. But here is the absolute pro tip to make these practices work. Stop doing the procrastination behaviors. Stop scrolling on social media for hours. Turn off the TV and put the remote control down. Whatever your procrastination vices are, stop doing them. All those behaviors are so addictive because they activate the brain's reward center and they increase the level of dopamine, our feel-good chemical. And that gets your brain hooked on more dopamine, more social media, more dopamine. It's a vicious cycle. So replace all those extra social media and TV hours with the practices shared here, and that will bring your body back into relaxation mode faster. Then it's time to heal the trauma. Remember the metaphor of the freight train? As long as your pain body remains powerful and unprocessed, it'll keep being triggered and weighing down your whole energy system, preventing you from taking action on the things that are so important to you. Just like too much weight can stop a cargo train from moving forward. So we have to address the pain body and do the healing work necessary to decrease the size of that pain body so it no longer gets triggered or weighs down your energy system. Since a huge part of the weight of the pain body comes in the form of unprocessed emotional pain, the best way to start healing the pain body is to face, feel, and process the repressed emotions from the past. You come to a point where you're no longer afraid of working with all of the trauma or past painful experiences that are still weighing you down. You can do this emotional processing work through journaling about your experiences, talking to someone you trust, or even seeking community with people who are doing the same healing work as you. Whatever you do as a healing practice, your primary drive is to work through all the experiences and heavy emotions that are still stuck inside of you. The more you do that, the smaller your pain body gets, and the smaller it gets, the less power it has over you. Once the pain body gets smaller and less powerful, now it's time to strengthen the third chakra. The solar plexus is the engine of action, and its energy is essential to help mobilize your body into action, especially when it comes to taking action on important things in your life. The stronger your third chakra is, the easier it is to take action, and you'll no longer fall into the procrastination trap because you now have a ton of power to help you get off the couch and do things. Here's a powerful exercise to supercharge your solar plexus. Come on and do it with me. Stand with your feet shoulder width apart and practice flexing your knees so your body moves up and down slightly. Now close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and bring your hands over your upper stomach area, pressing your index fingers and thumbs into a diamond shape. Now imagine the diamond space in between your fingers becoming energized and hot like fire. Do this visualization exercise for about 1 minute, and then when you feel ready, explode the energy forward like you're practicing a martial art. Push the energy forward and out with your hands, contracting your stomach every time you push out. Repeat this movement 10 times and then slowly bring your hands down to your side. Take a few more deep breaths and feel how your solar plexus area feels after this exercise. When you're ready, open your eyes. The fourth way to overcome procrastination is to stop self-judgment. Self-judgment is common when we procrastinate because that inner voice is constantly warning you of failure or telling you that you'll be judged by others if you take action on something important in your life. The inner critic is a huge part of the self-sabotaging that leads to procrastination and paralysis, and energetically, it's like a dagger to the solar plexus, weakening it more and making it become more indecisive. So whenever you hear your inner voice judging you about taking action on something, just gently put your hand on your solar plexus, take a few deep breaths, and gently use the word quiet. And then finally, work with micro actions to reach your big goals and dreams. Tony Robbins and Mel Robbins talk about the power of momentum and starting with small manageable tasks to build momentum towards larger goals. Breaking tasks into small manageable steps can help you overcome procrastination and not feel overwhelmed by the end goal. I love this exercise because it helps strengthen your solar plexus, along with helping to keep your mind calm while you work towards your goals or your dreams. You can do this in a simple way by journaling your main goal, dream, or decision, and then breaking down that goal into little steps or actions that you take one at a time until you reach the bigger vision. So if your big goal is to leave an unsatisfying relationship, maybe the little tasks can include looking for a new home, talking to an attorney, setting aside some money in preparation for your separation. If your goal is to completely change your career, maybe the little tasks include spicing up your resume, looking for jobs that feel exciting, or taking a career development course. Speaking of career choices, if you find yourself having a hard time at work during your spiritual awakening, check out this video here that will help you survive at work during the many challenges of a spiritual awakening.